Tom Carkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for today, the chance of scattered thunderstorms this morning going to be dissipating. We'll have cloudy skies for the rest of the day pretty much and a high of about 77 degrees. In the area right now, it's sunny in Kenosha with 69 degrees, 66 in Burlington, Milwaukee 71, Racine, we are sunny, also 71. History made this morning in the form of an agreement on Iran's nuclear program involving the U.S. and five major world powers. The goal was to put long-term limits on Iran's nuclear program in return for sanctions being lifted, which have crippled that country's economy for more than a decade. President Obama speaking about it from the White House this morning.
I want to thank our negotiating partners, the United Kingdom, France, Germany, Russia, China, as well as the European Union, for our unity in this effort, which showed that the world can do remarkable things when we share a vision of peacefully addressing conflicts. We showed what we can do when we do not split apart.
The deal with Iran still has to pass muster with Congress, the president stating emphatically he will veto any legislation against that. Governor Scott Walker, who, as you know, is now a candidate for president, announcing during his gathering in Waukesha yesterday that he would terminate any nuclear deal that President Obama signs with Iran if he gets elected. He talked about, among many things, the situation with the Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act. He says he gets into office, that's going to disappear.
We need to repeal the so-called Affordable Care Act and put patients and families back in charge of their health care decisions, not the federal government.
He also said the U.S. will have a strong military if he is elected, noting that he's in favor of an all-of-the-above energy policy and that he is also talking just about a general new vision for America. 10 campaign stops for Governor Walker in Iowa over the next week as he takes on his official candidacy and moves it around the country. The chair of the state Democratic Party, meanwhile, reacting to the governor's announcement of his presidential bid, saying that American voters need to know about his disastrous record as governor.
As the Republican governor gets his presidential campaign underway, state Democratic Party chairwoman Martha Lanning says they're focusing in on the impact of his policies on Wisconsin, along with where he's fallen short, such as his pledge to create 250,000 jobs during his first term in office.
He made a lot of promises to the people here in Wisconsin, and he hasn't made good on those promises.
In Waukesha, Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
When the governor signed the two-year budget on Sunday, he vetoed over 100 items, one of them the Heritage Trail for architect Frank Lloyd Wright, said it circumvented the normal application process for highway signage. The budget, okayed by the legislature, calling for $500,000 for the tourism department to set up signs pointing drivers to buildings designed by Wright. Well, the governor instructed the agency to use its marketing strategy and promote the Frank Lloyd Wright buildings, which are open to the public. With work on the budget now complete, the Bucks Arena funding project, that'll be the next big challenge for Republican lawmakers. Alberta Darling, the Milwaukee area Republican who co-chairs the Joint Finance Committee, says they don't have the votes right now, but she hopes they will soon.
The owners are putting in a significant amount of money, half of the cost, and what we're going to see is a very reasonable partnership between the state, the city, and the county, and I think it does not put the burden on the back of the taxpayer.
State Senate is expected to take up the arena bill this week. That proposal picked up the backing of We Energies and Miller Coors, along with several Milwaukee area union leaders yesterday. They will announce that support during a news conference coming up a little bit later. In Mount Pleasant, when they were a town, board members had numbered seats. For some reason, when that changed to becoming a village, the numbered seats disappeared. Well, they'll be back apparently next election. Trustees elected at large as of right now, residents choosing three from a field of the candidates. With the change, somebody who wants to run for the village board would run for a specified seat number. Trustee Gary Feast indicating that this whole thing is, well, he didn't like the whole thing. He called it arrogant. Without having a referendum to find out how the residents would like to exactly elect their members to the board.
And it was poo-pooed. So, okay, the staff, the board, they can come up with any reason they want. If I don't know how you guys want to elect us, I'm not going to make the decision for you, saying, well, you elected me to make the decision for you. This is too important a thing, from my perspective, to tell the residents, here's how you're going to elect us from here on out.
Feast noting that he actually brought this thing up in committee in the past. The ordinance change approved on a 5-2 vote, Feast and Village President Jerry Garski voting against it. It's a so-called charter ordinance, so there's going to be a waiting period before it can take effect. Citizens during that time can petition against this change. He was found competent to stand trial on child pornography charges in Racine County, a former Sturtevant man now again facing a homicide trial in Rock County. Intentional homicide, the charge against Keith Abbott dismissed by a Rock County judge last December, ruling that Abbott had been deemed incompetent to stand trial for too long for the proceedings to continue. A Racine County judge, based on a new exam, ruled him able to assist in his defense, led to a re-exam in the Rock County case, and now a judge is allowing the homicide charge to be reissued with Abbott's preliminary hearing scheduled for Friday. This is the case involving the death of Kristen Miller in January of 2011. A Kenosha County woman, 27-year-old Ashley Fay, who's from Salem, accused of bringing her kids to a heroin sale in Racine County last summer. She gets 4 years in prison, 5 years of extended supervision after pleading guilty to several counts of delivery of heroin and reckless endangerment. Fay and her boyfriend, 33-year-old Blair LaRose, arrested in Burlington in a controlled buy of heroin situation last June by members of the Metro Drug Unit. They also found two children, ages 1 and 3 at the time, in the vehicle. The couple telling them, the officers, they tried not to bring the kids when they sold or picked up heroin, but it wasn't like they could leave them at home. LaRose sentenced to 10 years in prison back in December, but he's still appealing. It's been more than 20 years, and yesterday the president commuted the drug sentence of Oak Creek's Stephen Donovan, said the mandatory time that he got back in 1992 was too harsh, like the sentences of 45 other federal inmates.
All 46 have been serving long sentences for nonviolent drug offenses. In a Facebook posting, the president said reentering society will require a lot of responsibility.
And hard work and smarter choices. But I believe that, at its heart, America is a nation of second chances.
Many of the 46 were sentenced under old mandatory sentencing guidelines.
Their punishments didn't fit the crime. And if they'd been sentenced under today's laws, nearly all of them would have already served their time.
The president has long believed that federal prisons are overpopulated with nonviolent drug offenders serving long sentences. I'm Terry Moore in Washington.
A handful of legal issues involving the city of Racine brought before the Finance and Personnel Committee for consideration. Deputy City Attorney Scott Ledney seeking the okay to represent former police officer Bill Warmington in a lawsuit filed by Tony Franklin from a 2007 incident that also involved the officer's wife and a car ride. Ledney asking for approval to represent two officers acting as security guards in a 2013 bar posting closing incident with a patron, that patron wanting back inside the bar.
And they were clearing the place out and they didn't let him back in, actually apparently pursuant to a policy of curmudgeons. Some words were exchanged. This is a he say, they say kind of thing. They ended up arresting Mr. Montoya for disturbing the peace, resisting arrest, and trespassing. They say he was aggressive with them. He says they were aggressive with me. One of the officers deployed his taser.
Ledney also said there was an odd case in which a former police officer, following up on a jewelry theft robbery situation, went after the wrong potential suspect, who then sued him, the city, also several other police agencies in Illinois, who also believed this was the suspect, only they were wrong. In all three cases, the committee supported the authority to represent the officers, those recommendations going to the Common Council. WRJN.com throughout the day. You want our local news? It's there on our webpage. Find the local news section. You stay informed whenever you want. I'm Tom Karkel, AM 1400 WRJN News.